This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, he narrated a hadith that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ مُوسَى يَا رَبَّ عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا أَذْكُرُكَ بِهِ. Musa alayhi salam, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Oh Allah, teach me something I can remember you with. Teach me a dhikr, a dua I can remember you with. فالله سبحانه وتعالى said to him, قل لا إله إلا الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. You will remember me through this. So then Musa عليه السلام, he said, يا رب كل عبادك يقولون هذا. إنما أريد شيئا تخصني به. He said, Oh Allah, all your servants say this. I want something special for me. Give me something special for me that you haven't given anyone else that I can remember you with. فالله سبحانه وتعالى said to Musa, يا موسى لو أن السماوات السبع وعامرهن غيري والأراضين السبع وضعن في كفة ولا إله إلا الله في كفة مالت بهن لا إله إلا الله. Allah عز وجل, he says to موسى عليه السلام, if the entire seven heavens وعامرهن غيري and everything that were created in the heavens beside me, of course Allah عز وجل is not created, he's the creator, but if everything that exists in the heavens of creation and all the seven earths were put on one side of the scale and la ilaha illallah on the other side of the scale, then this side of the scale that has la ilaha illallah would be heavier and it would outweigh everything that Allah created which is on the other side of the scale. What you learn from this hadith is that even prophets, ulul azmi min ar-rusul, Musa alayhi salam, kalimullah, even prophets are to be reminded of the virtue of La ilaha illallah. Even prophets were reminded by Allah about how powerful and huge and great this word is. يعني, what it leaves you and I with always pondering over this word and sharing this word and understanding this word. Without this word and the application of this word in your life, nothing would benefit you. Wallahi, nothing would benefit you.